And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Friday morning, October 20th, KC1021. It's the show with Jen and Truda. Today, we got a text from Truda that said, I just pulled a Shaley. I'll be in there when I am in there. So apparently he just woke up about 20 minutes ago. We'll see Brian when he gets here.
I like that my name is now in action.
Yes, because it was last Friday that you were 3 hours late. You were...
It's like two and a half.
Joey, I don't remember you ever being late.
Not once.
Your mic's not on. Not a single time has Joey ever been late to the show.
No. Well, no, there was that one time, but his car was like flooded and he was stuck in water.
Right.
So
when
there
was
when he actually could not get out.
Literally buried in 6 feet of water. Other than that, congratulations. But Brian will be in here in just a little bit. We have a ton to give away. We'll get into all that in just a minute. First, your 10 items or less for Friday. Oh, man, the Chiefs. Started the season 5-0, but have lost two games in 5 days. A Derek Carr 2-yard touchdown pass to Michael Crabtree on the last play doomed the Chiefs to a 31-30 loss in Oakland. Alex Smith threw for 3 touchdowns and 342 yards in the loss. Big weekend out at Kansas Speedway. It's going to be the final Kansas race for Dale Earnhardt Jr. His best Kansas finish was second in 2011. Meanwhile, Martin Truex Jr. will attempt to become the second driver to sweep a track this year in Sunday's Hollywood Casino 400 at Kansas Speedway, as 4 additional drivers are eliminated from playoff contention. The iPhone 8 is dwindling in production. Apple says it's cutting down on the device after poor sales. The latest iPhone is currently being outsold by last year's model, the iPhone 7. The two have a lot of similarities, but the iPhone 7 costs $150 less. Lack of sales could be attributed to the release of the iPhone 10, which is set for November. Anybody got an extra $1,000 burning a hole in their pocket? The $1,000 bagel is making a return to New York City. The Westin Hotel in Times Square is selling this over-the-top bagel for a limited time starting next month. So this bagel features white truffle cream cheese, goji berry-infused Riesling jelly, and it's topped with real gold leaf. The high cost includes tax and tip and is available at the hotel via room service and at its Foundry Bar during breakfast hours. Going to be available November 1st through December 15th.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Friday morning on The Show with Jen and Truda, Jen's impossible question. 72% of people say their workplace encourages employees to do this. What is it? Your clue is that it's something that would probably only be encouraged this time of year. Otherwise, it would be strange. let's go to the phones. Good morning. Do you have a guess?
Hi, can I guess an answer?
Absolutely. What do you think?
Get a flu shot?
Get a flu shot. That's a great guess. That is not the right answer, though.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, KC102. What do you think employees are being encouraged to do?
Take time off.
Oh, I would love that. Nope, not the right answer. Good morning, KC1021. Do you have a guess?
Dress up for Halloween.
Dress up for Halloween. That's exactly it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, 72% of people say their workplace actually encourages them to do that. Here we have Shaley to encourage us. She is demanding that we all dress up for Halloween.
Do you have your costume yet?
I don't, no.
Do you dress up?
Not usually, no.
See, I don't either, because you get so focused on the kids and making sure the kids are dressed up and getting that you know.
But if you're dressed up, you have an easier excuse to eat candy.
Oh, well, I don't need an excuse. All right, well, you got it right. We're going to give you your choice. Would you like to see the Beach Boys this Sunday, or would you like to head out to the Johnson County Home Remodeling Show?
Let's go with the Beach Boys. My mom might like that.
Perfect. And who is this? Where are you calling from?
Amy. I'm calling from Kansas City.
Fantastic.
Kansas City.
Hang on the line just a minute, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Shaley and I off the air listening to the new Pentatonix Christmas music, which is out. Brian, you better get in here. We're flipping to Christmas.
I mean, it is cold enough in here. We could make it.
I'm excited. Celebrating birthdays today, rapper and actor Snoop Dogg is 46 today. From The Office, actor John Krasinski is 38. And on Sunday, Shaley, the drummer and youngest member of Hanson, your little Zach Hanson is 32.
Oh, I know. Don't you think I don't remember that from being from the day?
Mariah Carey is the latest celebrity to be targeted by burglars. The singer's Los Angeles mansion was broken into yesterday morning, according to law enforcement. Nobody was home at the time, as Carey and her two kids were in New York. The thieves only got away with a couple of handbags and sunglasses said to be worth about a total of $50,000. A couple of handbags and sunglasses, and that was $50,000?
Again, of all people in the world, Mariah Carey has to have the best security ever.
And police say they got into the house through a back window on the second floor. So here's my question. Okay, so somebody breaks in, an alarm would immediately go off.
Sure.
They break in, they grab a couple of handbags. I mean, I guess if law enforcement just hadn't gotten there yet and they escape, they grab that stuff. But don't you feel like is there not round-the-clock security at Mariah Carey's house?
But that's what I'm saying. There should be guard dogs and cameras and buzzards and all kinds of things going off. So I don't understand how they got in and out with nothing.
We have round-the-clock security in this crappy building.
That's true.
How does Mariah Carey not have full...
Times are tough,
24-hour coverage. Good night. Singer Pink was on Watch What Happens Live, and she talked about her ups and downs with singer Christina Aguilera.
We were super young and super new at the whole thing, and I think I'm an alpha and she's an alpha. Actually, she swung on me in a club.
In a club?
Hilarious. Yeah, I was like, what's happening right now? What's happening? But no, we're fine. Because I hadn't seen her in years and years and years, and we became moms. We grew up, and we hugged it out. It's that simple, and I feel so good about that. And we did a song together.
Pink is going to be at Sprint Center in March. Tickets for that show are on sale now. And I'm sorry that Truda is going to miss this story. Prince Harry took his lovely girlfriend Meghan Markle to Buckingham Palace for a private meeting with the Queen, and rumor has it, the purpose of the meeting was to talk wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Because Prince Harry is fifth in line to the throne, Harry must still get permission from the Queen to wed. Sources say this shouldn't be a problem. They say that the Queen adores Harry and always says yes to his requests. But apparently they arrived quietly in a blacked-out Ford station wagon, and they were whisked up to the Queen's private sitting room for an hour-long meeting.
Just hanging out with the Queen. No big deal.
You know
any... permission to get married?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Learning's fun.
You're still supposed to do that. I mean, do people still do that? Do guys still go to the dad for permission?
Oh, why are you asking me? I don't know.
Please, Joey, if you were going to get married in the next couple of years, do you feel like you would go to her dad and ask permission?
Probably.
Yeah. I feel like you hear that some of the time. My husband did not go to my dad.
Well, that was because your dad went to him and said, please.
Take her.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Ooh, those Chiefs.
Yikes, right? Oh, man.
I didn't make it up for the whole game, so then I woke up and I saw the score.
Dope!
Yeah. That was the wildest ending to a football game ever, ever.
Yeah, I didn't make it for the second half either.
Really?
Yeah, no.
You missed the ending of all time.
Last second.
Which just didn't come out our way.
Nope.
But you realize that the Raiders had 3-4 chances to win that game.
Yeah.
They actually won the game like twice.
Ended up with the W, 31-30.
Touchdown that gets called back, puts them on the 1-yard line. They run a play. They get pushed back because of penalty. They run another play, another penalty. They run another play, finally win the game. It was unbelievable. But just think about the fact, though, people are groaning about the end of the game. They say, well, right. You know, the Chiefs lost it in the last second. No time on the clock, and it was all these untimed downs. The Raiders missed 2 field goals.
Yeah.
Had they made one of those, they would have just won the game outright.
Right.
So let's just not forget that.
That's true.
I never believe a game is won or lost in the final second. There's a whole lot of game that builds up to that final score.
That's right.
Yep. Man, the Raiders are now 3-4. It's the second straight loss for our Chiefs after a 5-0 start.
Yeah, you still hate to see it, though.
Yep.
And to the Raiders, of all people.
Yeah. And 1 point, I don't know why, that just hurts way more. I think it does.
Would you rather lose 57-2?
Well, I would rather not lose at all.
Right.
But
sure.
You kind of would, though. I mean, as opposed to a paper cut,
right.
You'd rather just get the whole arm cut off. I mean, really?
It still looks the same on a record. So.
I know.
And you know what's terrible? I have Crabtree on my fantasy team, so I was like, well,
you're the reason.
If we're going to lose, at least I got points
out
of it. Okay,
I got Marshawn Lynch on my team. He got ejected from the game, and somebody on Twitter who also had him says, can I claim his yardage walking to his car as fantasy football points?
To his credit, he ran out to the field very fast.
He did. He was. He probably had a 4-4 40 time in
probably.
That run out to the field. Yeah.
Impressive.
Yeah. It was a good sprint. Jeez.
On the other hand, I also have Alex Smith, so I was happy either way.
There you go.
Good.
Something for everybody, right?
But those Cubbies, that was an ugly game. Los Angeles Dodgers are on the way to their first World Series since 1988. They crushed the Cubs 11-1 in Game 5 of the National League Championship Series in Chicago last night. The Dodgers will face either the Yankees or Astros in the World Series. Does anybody want to see a Dodgers-Yankees World Series? That sounds awful to me.
No.
L.A. and New York.
I don't know. There's something about the Yankees had such a run of World Series.
Yeah.
When I was younger, that there was something about watching midnight baseball in the World Series from the Bronx. I don't know.
I would rather see us or the Cubbies in there. I just want a Midwest team. Can we have that happen? A new survey of 2,000 Americans looked at how often people flake out of events or hangouts that they promised to attend.
Bullet Truda.
Results found the average person is a no-show to almost half of the things they're invited to. The survey revealed about 3 in 10 of young Americans have even gained the notorious reputation of being a, quote, flake. I don't flake out because I don't promise to be anywhere. I don't promise you in the first place that I'm going to show up. So it's not that I flake out. I just say I'm not coming. Shaylee, I don't feel like you flake out.
No, not really. But everyone knows I'm so busy, so, I mean, it's just kind of, I'll try.
Yeah.
And if I show up, great.
Truda. I used to have a famous phrase, I'm right around the corner.
Truda just flakes out on work.
I'm right around the corner.
I just woke up, JK.
And officials at Boyden Elementary School in Massachusetts have banned their annual Halloween costume parade, claiming that the celebration is not inclusive. They will instead host a Black and Orange Spirit Day on October 31st. In a letter to parents, the school explained they don't want to make any students uncomfortable with a Halloween celebration. Can I just tell you, I have the scariest true story to tell you. We'll get to that in a little bit. You say that this building is haunted. There's now proof.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to explain to you what happened, as told to me by Eric the security guard, in just a little bit.
Yes.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
How are you? Hashtag blessed. 8996 on the text line said, I wanted to share my hashtag blessed before I had to get into work. I have stepped into the stepmom role to an amazing 5-year-old boy who unfortunately got the stomach bug last night and reenacted the scene from The Exorcist in his room. My amazing man stayed by his side the entire night on the bathroom floor and helped me clean it all up. And the little man is still in good spirits. That's my hashtag blessed.
Oh, that's good.
That's the worst when kids are sick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gross.
It's actually the worst when I'm sick.
Yes. Men cannot be sick. Last forever.
Men or kids. They're both equally as bad, I think, right, for you guys?
The kids will pop back up after 5 minutes and have energy. The husbands will lay in bed for 18 days.
All weekend.
Because they have the sniffles.
Right. Oh.
I'm sorry, moving on. Hashtag blessed.
Yeah, right.
816-576-7102.
All right, let's check in here on the phone lines, and we'll start in Grain Valley. Kathy, good morning. How are you hashtag blessed today?
Hello? Can you hear us?
Oh, yes, I can. I am blessed because I have my health and my grandson and my daughter.
Fantastic.
Yeah, there you go.
And they're here close.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
Can we give you some tickets? Would you like to head out to the Johnson County Home and Remodeling Show next weekend? You want to go see the Beach Boys Sunday?
Ooh, I'd love to see the Beach Boys. Is it? But I probably have to come down and pick them up, don't I?
Yeah, you'd have to come get the tickets today because the show is Sunday.
That's right. Tell you what, we're going to let you talk that over with Joey. We'll get you the info there, get you something. Michelle and KC, good morning. How are you? Hashtag blessed.
Hi, good morning. You know, I normally come into work at 6:30, so it's always dark.
Mm-hmm.
I came in late this morning.
Yeah.
And I got to see the sunrise, and it is absolutely beautiful.
Oh, cool. Brian, did you see it as you were an hour late to work?
No, I didn't see the sunrise this morning. Goofballs.
Where do you work? Can you say?
I work for the KZK School District.
Okay, fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Can we hook you up with some Beach Boys tickets, maybe Johnson County Home and Remodeling Show?
How about the Home and Remodeling Show?
Perfect. Head out there next weekend.
You got it. Thank you, Michelle, so much. How are you guys hashtag blessed going into the weekend?
You know what? I'm just strangely in a really good place in life. Like, I love my job. The kids are getting along. We had a great parent-teacher conference last night. Like,
ooh, that's good.
Everything is really good right now.
Did you put Bailey's in your coffee again?
Shaylee, maybe you don't be so judgy
on
a Friday.
I'm just asking. That's my hashtag blessed.
Oh, that's awesome.
Everything is good.
Yeah.
And you?
I get to go watch the sporting game, playoff game, with my mommy.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Brian
Truda? Fantastic. I'm kind of in the same place as you. You know, not a lot to do for the weekend. We're kind of finishing up stuff around the house. Everything's kind of good. Addie's awesome. We're going to go to the pumpkin patch tonight, to the spooky farm, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Ooh, I'm going to get to my spooky story here in just a little bit. Another one from the text line. Hashtag blessed because my wonderful best friend gave me and my two kids tickets to go to NASCAR on Saturday to watch Dale Jr.'s last race.
Oh, there you go.
It's his last Kansas race. That's right. It's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
A couple of good scary movies coming out this weekend. First, The Snowman. Detective Harry Hole investigates the disappearance of a woman whose pink scarf... What?
I'm sorry, what? Who?
Harry Hole. That's his name. Look, I didn't write the character's name.
Uh-huh. It's a comedy. It's the latest from...
Did you laugh yesterday
Martin
when they
Lewis?
Were saying that you could see Uranus? Did anyone, by the way, go... And we actually have a telescope. We should have taken it out last night to look at Uranus. But
what?
I didn't. You could see Uranus.
Give me a telescope.
So the snowman's out this weekend. Detective Harry Hole investigates the disappearance. Can you not? It's a scary movie. They're investigating the disappearance of a woman whose pink scarf is found wrapped around an ominous-looking snowman.
Rebecca Ferguson is in the movie, talks about starring opposite Michael Fassbender.
Yeah, it's a complicated relationship. I mean, I love when we can tell stories that doesn't have to all fall into the habit of sexualism. And I think the wonderful thing here is sort of this torn-down character of Harry Hole, who's, in her eyes, this fantastic, incredible detective who she's been studying his cases and she's in awe of. And this man who's kind of broken down, battling his own demons, semi-alcoholic, probably reminds her of her father.
Sounds...
What is this movie about?
Much better. When she says it, it doesn't sound so... Like, the accent helps when she says Harry Hole.
It does.
Also out this weekend, Tyler Perry's Boo to a Madea Halloween. Madea, Bam, and Hattie venture to a haunted campground and are forced to run for their lives when monsters, goblins, and the boogeyman are suddenly unleashed.
You stay here and you wait right here for
me. I'm going to wait right here. Go on in there.
All right.
I'm going to wait right here. Go on in.
All right.
I'm right here, Hattie. Go
Don't
on.
Go nowhere, Mom.
Go on in my house.
All right. I'll be right back there.
Go on in there.
All right, Mom. I'll be out directly.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Go on
All
in.
Right. Okay. Mom.
Yes.
You still there?
If I wasn't out here, Hattie, would I be saying yes?
I watched the trailer. It actually looks like pretty funny.
It does. Actually, yeah, that too.
I have an incredibly scary story that I learned from our security guard this morning of something that happened in our building.
Folks, it really truly is creepy as all get out. You are going to want to hear this story.
You guys have been saying for a long time that weird things have been happening in this office. Mm-hmm. Now I actually believe that that is true. We will tell you what happened in just a little bit from our security guy.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Show with Jen and Truda for Friday morning, the 20th of October, as we creep towards Halloween. The spooky stories begin to come out.
This building is known to be scary anyway. Shaylee, just the other night, again, mm-hmm. you heard the mystery typing.
Yeah, you just walk in. It's kind of outside my office. And it sounds like someone's typing, but it's not on a laptop. It doesn't sound like that.
Like old school, typewriter?
Yeah. It's the weird clicky, and the second you get over there, if you acknowledge it, sometimes it goes away. So I'm just like, I'm just going to go in, get my stuff. But yeah, no one was here. Probably like 6:30.
So I put the call out. I'm looking for a paranormal group who wants to come in and examine this building for the Halloween show. Because
yes.
I've done that in years past. We've gone to a farmhouse in Paola. We went to a house down in Fort Scott. We did the Scottish Rite Temple before.
Yes.
It's great stuff. I love it. I love the Ghost Hunters thing.
Wait until you hear what Eric, the security guard, tells you happened Wednesday. He told me the story as I walked in this morning. He's like, Jen, this is true. There's proof. It's on camera. You have to hear this. So we'll have him share that story here in just a couple of minutes.
Okay. All right.
But scary enough, last night, the Chiefs game. Our Chiefs started the season 5-0, and they've now lost 2 games in 5 days. A Derek Carr 2-yard touchdown pass to Michael Crabtree on the last play doomed the Chiefs to a 31-30 loss in Oakland. Alex Smith threw for 3 touchdowns and 342 yards in the loss.
And we gave up 505 yards in defense. You're not going to win anything doing that.
Except fantasy. I have Smith and Crabtree. Thank you.
I have Marshawn Lynch on my team, who got ejected, by the way, for pushing a ref. He wasn't even in the game. He ran in from the sideline to push the ref. He got 9/10 of a point and then was ejected. So I'm already off to a great start.
Did you remember to draft a quarterback this time?
Thank you, Joey. I actually switched him up. I appreciate that.
It is a huge weekend out at Kansas Speedway. It's going to be the final Kansas race for Dale Earnhardt Jr. His best Kansas finish is second. That was back in 2011. Meanwhile, Martin Truex Jr. is going to attempt to become the second driver to sweep a track this year in Sunday's Hollywood Casino 400 at Kansas Speedway, as four additional drivers are eliminated from playoff contention. The iPhone 8 is dwindling in production. Apple says it's cutting down on the device after poor sales. The latest iPhone is currently being outsold by last year's model, the iPhone 7. The two share several similarities, but the iPhone 7 costs $150 less. Lack of sales could be attributed to the release of the iPhone 10, which is set for November. And if you've got an extra $1,000 just laying around, you can order the $1,000 bagel, which is making a return to New York City. The Westin Hotel in Times Square is selling this over-the-top bagel for a limited time starting next month. So this bagel features white truffle cream cheese, goji berry-infused Riesling jelly, and it's topped with real gold leaf. The high cost includes tax and tip. It's available at the hotel via room service and at its Foundry Bar during breakfast hours. It's going to be available November 1st through December 15th.
Who is buying such a thing?
Even if you had, like I'm thinking, okay, if I have disposable income, $1,000 isn't that much to me. Am I buying a bagel? Like, no. There's a whole lot of other stuff I could waste my money on than a bagel.
That's true. Maybe that's why I'm not much of a foodie.
Yeah.
So disposable.
If I had a bagel. I mean, come on, that's my mortgage payment. I'm not.
Yeah, right.
You buying no bagels.
But if you have enough money to make that disposable, that's probably not your mortgage payment.
We need to make friends with somebody who can buy the $1,000 bagel, and not so that we can taste it, just so that we can be friends with somebody.
Oh, it's probably the worst piece of crap you've ever tasted, too.
That's your 10 items or less for Friday. Coming up, we still have those Ed Sheeran tickets. And if you want to see the Beach Boys at Arvest Bank Theater at the Midland on Sunday, we have a pair of tickets up for grabs on the KC102 Facebook page. We'll pick the winner for those at random at 9 o'clock.
Ed Sheeran goes on sale at 10 o'clock this morning, right to the public?
Yep.
All right. Yep. Perfect. Happy race weekend, too, by the way.
Love will turn you around, turn you around.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Halloween is my favorite holiday. I live for the scary stories, scary movies, spooky things.
I do not. Everything scares me. The movies scare me. I will have nightmares. I will not even be in a room that's pitch black. I can't be in a room alone. It freaks me out. Mm-hmm. I won't go into the basement if nobody else is home. Like, I have a lot of scary rules
And
that
you don't
I
like the number 13?
No. Oh, no. I would never open the microwave if it's on 13. The TV volume is never at 13.
What?
No. And so I come in this morning, and we have Eric, the security guard, who's always sitting right there at the door. I talk to him every morning, mm-hmm. and he tells me the craziest story. So we had to get him on the phone so that he could tell you what happened. Eric, good morning.
What is up?
So, Eric, everybody here is convinced that this building is haunted. And when I came in this morning, you had a story which may offer some proof that, in fact, some weird things are happening.
Oh, this place is truly the place for Halloween, that's for sure.
So,
no, I'm sitting here and I look at the camera all the time. And I see you coming in every day. Everybody coming in. I see you coming in. And then all of a sudden you vanish. You're not there. Then all of a sudden you reappear. And I was like, where did that minute go? So I rewinded the camera, and I did it again today. And for a minute, you're not even on the system. You're not in the cameras. You're nowhere to be seen. I don't know where you went, but it's like you Houdini'd.
So
Jen's the ghost.
So there,
I'm out of here.
This makes so much more sense.
There are cameras.
Like, you got some kind of superpowers or something that you're not telling us about, you know? Because I want some superpowers.
There are some cameras that can see you, whether you're in the stairwell, whether you're in the hallway, no matter where you are in this building.
Bathroom.
There's a camera.
Oh, wait, what?
Except there's for the bathroom.
A camera.
Yeah, there's cameras everywhere.
On you. And yeah. So was this Wednesday morning that this happened?
Yes.
I come in, he sees me in the camera, was prepared to say hello, and then he said he went into this weird trance. I came up the stairs, then I go down the long hallway, but the camera does not show me. He sees me just in the
door. I'm looking at the angle, the camera angle, and I'm seeing you coming in. I go, she's going to be up the stairs, and I usually wait till you get about middle of the stairs, and then I say, hey, you know, I don't jump out or whatever, you know, hi, how are you? And it never happened.
What
the
hell?
Next thing I know, you're down the hallway. And I know I'm not crazy or anything because I have another person right beside me.
Watching the same film. So not only did I vanish during the actual time, but then when they rewind the tape, I'm not on the tape.
You're not on that either.
Not on the tape.
I disappear from...
Still not on the tape.
Still not there. From the steps walking down the long hallway, I disappear and
so
then reappear.
I am slowly backing away from Jen.
Did it get
Eric,
colder in here?
She's like
me.
A time traveler or something. She's like Doctor Who.
That's so creepy. I remember
it is creepy.
Walking
if
up the stairs.
It's really time travel. Take me back to my prom night. I want to change a few things.
You know, it is amazing that if Jen did have superpowers, it begs the question, why'd she put herself here?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Of all places.
Yes,
yeah,
right.
Exactly. Anyways, my camera system is baffled. I'm baffled. Everybody else is baffled. So I don't know. But that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
That is the craziest thing.
Video proof.
Oh, yep.
Man.
Wow.
I'm frightened.
Well, thank you, Eric. Keep an eye out for me.
Oh, I will. I'll try. I'll try. I'll do my
she
best.
Just teleports to the garage, apparently, so good luck.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, guys.
All right. See you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Will you hold up a mirror to her and see if she appears in it?
Mm-mm.
Can we shine a light on you? Do I need to hold a wooden stake over here somewhere?
Here's why this is so creepy to me, is because I normally walk in and I talk to Eric. Like every morning I'll say, how you feeling? What's going on today? Would you have breakfast? Blah, blah, blah. That morning, as I came up the stairs, I looked over at him and I thought he was asleep because his head was kind of bowed down a little bit. And I couldn't tell if he was just looking at the security camera, which he clearly said he was, or if he was asleep. So I was like, I'm just going to keep walking. But it was like he was in, to me, I thought he looked like he was in a weird trance. But during that time, there's no video of me walking up that flight of stairs. And there's a camera there. And they show me walking through the first hallway. Then I disappear. And then I'm in a completely different hallway.
It is seriously cold in here.
I have put the call out on Facebook looking for a paranormal group who would like to come in and do an investigation of this building for our Halloween show.
Yes.
I really want this to happen. You have now heard scary typing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happens multiple times.
Yeah, that's happened 2 or 3 times to me.
Jen is disappearing from video here.
Mm-hmm. This is bizarre.
Has anything happened to you here?
My sanity's slowly gone, but that's much about it.
That's being stripped from all of us.
My hair is grayer. Lisa in Independence, let's check in with you because you are caller 102. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. My daughter is going to be so excited.
Are you at work right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Woohoo! You caller 102!
Yeah!
We can be loud. That's awesome. She is going to freak out. Ed Sheeran playing at Arrowhead October 13th, 2018. You've won tickets before. They are even on sale.
That is awesome. I am so excited.
And you're a good mom to hit redial that many times.
Oh, yeah.
I know, right? Yep. All right. Well, you hold on for 1 second. We'll tell you how to get your tickets. The Ed Sheeran tickets go on sale to the public at 10 o'clock this morning.
And if a pair of Ed Sheeran tickets disappears, that's not on me.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
I think we have a group. We got a message from a group who does paranormal investigations, and they would like to come in and check out the building.
Oh, no. And you're going to do it like on a Friday night when it's really dark and extra creepy.
Well, we'll do it at night when there's nobody around because that's what they need. They need, you know, so they don't want it to be tainted by anybody here.
Regular noises.
Right, exactly. So
the lovely sounds of Westport.
I've done these investigations before. You do them about midnight or so. You kind of do it into the early morning hours.
Yeah, that's a good point. How do you differentiate the sounds of Westport from the creepy? Ooh, we hear gunshots. Oh, no, that's just normal. That's right out there. That's cool.
Yeah, that's a Friday night.
Are those
night.
The mystery gunshots of Jesse James and the James brothers? No, somebody's fighting outside.
I hear ghost vomiting. No, that's the drunk dude.
That's actually happening right there.
He sleeps in the hallway. It's cool. Yeah, that's just Westport.
Yeah, that should be pretty good. Well, maybe we'll do it on like a week night then. We'll figure out a time. They'll come in. They'll do the investigation. They have their equipment, and we'll video it and do all the good stuff.
That so exciting.
Do you remember that show on MTV where they used to have to go and sleep in an old hospital or an old jail or whatever, and they would stay overnight and they'd make them do different stunts? They'd have to go.
That's where our music came from. It was Fear.
Fear.
Yes.
Oh, that was the scariest freaking show ever.
Mm-hmm. Face Your Fears Friday.
And there is no amount of money you could get me. There is nothing. $5 million. I could not sleep in an old haunted hotel, hospital. No.
Do you remember when in that show they would go and they would have to stay for 30 minutes in the morgue?
Right.
On the tables?
They would make them lay like on a table closed up. No.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do that.
I can't even be in I can't be in my bedroom if it's pitch black and I'm by myself. Like if nobody else was home, I'd be freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
Too scared. I'm a chicken.
So you're going to come with us, right?
Nope.
Yeah, you'll be here for the investigation. I mean, part of this is around you, so I feel like you should be here.
God, that's so weird. How did
What if they move the camera with their special equipment and they're like, she's not here?
Yeah. Jen never existed. Holy crap, we're living in the Sixth Sense.
Oh, this is weird.
Stranger Things Season 2 is coming out very soon. I've gone behind the wall.
He's in the upside down, folks.
By the way, we will get to traffic officially here in just a few minutes. I know northbound I-35 is a hot mess now because of an overturned dump truck. So northbound I-35 between Front and Bedford, a mess. We'll get to traffic.
Is there some entertainment news? Do we have that? Is that anything for today?
Yes. Some celebrity birthdays today. Rapper and actor Snoop Dogg is 46. From The Office, actor John Krasinski is 38. And on Sunday, Shaylee's favorite, the drummer and youngest member of Hanson, your little Zach Hanson, is 32.
I don't think I didn't know that.
Did you hear about this? Mariah Carey is the latest celebrity to be targeted by burglars. The singer's Los Angeles mansion was broken into yesterday morning, according to law enforcement. Nobody was home at the time. Carey and her kids were in New York. They say the thieves only got away with a couple of handbags and sunglasses, said to be worth $50,000.
Oh.
First of all, if you have a $25,000 bag, yikes. But you're Mariah Carey, of course you do. Police say they got into the home through a back window on the second floor. Again, do you not have an alarm system? Do people move that fast that they break in, they grab it, they dash before police can get there? She doesn't have a security guard 24 hours a day?
We have cameras in Westport
that
Jen disappears from. So why does Mariah Carey not have
any? That's what I'm saying. Here we have 24-hour security. Mariah Carey doesn't? Really?
I will try this out. When we're in Hollywood in March, I will try this out. I will try to break into somebody's home and see if it works.
Seems safe.
Seems like good idea?
Seems like a good plan.
No? Crickets? Okay.
Brian Trudeau was shot over the weekend breaking into the home of Ed Sheeran.
Out here on an island to myself?
Why don't you take it over to the UK? Your Prince Harry apparently took his lovely girlfriend Meghan Markle to Buckingham Palace for a private meeting with the Queen. Mm-hmm. And rumor has it, the purpose of that meeting was to talk wedding. Because Prince Harry is fifth in line to the throne, Harry still has to get permission from the Queen to wed. Sources say it shouldn't be a problem. They say the Queen adores Harry and always says yes to his requests. The pair arrived quietly in a blacked-out Ford station wagon. Can we stop there? A station wagon?
I thought that was weird.
Could have found a better car than that, couldn't they?
Blacked out station wagon. They were whisked up to the Queen's private sitting room for an hour-long meeting. Engagement news is coming soon, people.
Excellent.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.